A mixed bag in this month's coronavirus and restriction-free edition of Organ First Radio. I'm Alan Ashton, happy to have your company. Organists having to keep a tight rein on expenses during these annoying times, many are looking to ways of keeping you, their fans, with new recordings, and this is something that I'll be covering in today's show. Whereas in better days artists would make their recordings available via MSS Studio's own mail order service, many are either using the computer download route, selling copies direct, or even doing performances for free or donation. Whichever way they choose, I feel that it's only fair that I give you some tasters to perhaps whet your appetite as we approach the time of the year when the powers that be are hell-bent on making it as frustrating as they can, whilst making sure, as has been demonstrated by some, that they are above adhering to that which we are told to abide by. Now, earlier this year, German superstar Claudia Hirschfeld did some UK concerts in the company of David Doring, a fantastic panpipe player. Together, they've a new CD titled You'll Never Walk Alone. So, let's have a listen to a rocking gospel medley.
Thank you.
Michael rowed the boat ashore. He's got the whole world in his hands and down by the riverside. Now, putting aside my comments about artists selling direct, in this case, Claudia's CD, You'll Never Walk Alone, is being stocked by MSS, which is good news because she's such a following in this country and is really looking forward to the day when she can get back on the road and come over to entertain us. In the meantime, full details are available on the MSS web pages of this 16-track release, which she's made in the company of David Doring. It comes in the now popular gatefold presentation pack, which does away with those terrible jewel cases, which are often less than reliable. And it goes back to the days of LP recordings, when you could include copious sleeve notes, programme details and photos. Some of the tracks are Schubert's Ave Maria, James Last's Morning in Cornwall, Andrew Lloyd Webber's Pai Jesu, and three new versions of some of Claudia's own compositions. Now, years ago, someone sent me a cassette recording of what has turned out to be something of a rare recording by American organist Eddie Weaver. The dubbed copy was basically unlistenable to because whoever sent it clearly had no idea of how to make good audio dubs. Well, I sent it to my good friend Steve Ashley of Hot Pipes podcast fame, and he worked wonders with it. Basically, Eddie Weaver, who was reputed to be 80 years of age at the time of the recording, did a dealer demonstration concert in Octave Hall, Macungie, Pennsylvania, on an Allen ADC 6500 model. And here are a couple of tracks from that session, namely Nola and Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Thank you. NOLA and Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Now, if I were to play you the cassette that I sent to Steve Ashley, you'd never believe that he could rescue it to such a high standard. So, thanks again, Steve. Now, as we've yet to hear any theatre organ in the programme this month, I'm going to remain with Eddie Weaver, but this time it's a live concert in front of an audience of 5,000 people in the auditorium of the Acca Temple Mosque Theatre in Richmond, Virginia. It comes from a 1963 LP, and this track shows off the full power, not to mention some of Eddie Weaver's nifty footwork. He's going to go all nautical with Asleep in the Deep and the Sailor's Hornpipe. Versatile Eddie Weaver, who died in January 2000 at the Wurlitzer organ in the former named Acca Temple Mosque in Richmond in Virginia. Now, I had a very nice email from Kevin Grunhill of the Penistone Cinema Organ Trust, who directed me to the first in a series of planned YouTube videos presented in the format of an actual concert, albeit without an audience. This one features Phil Kelsall, MBE, playing the Compton organ that began its life in the Astoria Cinema Purley, but is now 3 manuals and 17 ranks in size. The production is an actual delight to watch because the sound, camera work, lighting are all done to a very high standard. Just go to YouTube and type in At the Astoria 1. That's At the Astoria 1, and sit back and enjoy a full, personally introduced concert lasting 40 minutes. Or from a concert to a broadcast, or to be precise, some historic broadcast extracts by the late George Wright. Again, We've Steve Ashley to thank for the chance to hear these restored 1974 extracts taken from a new CD with the simple title of George Wright at Home, and it finds him seated at his Con 651, ready and waiting for the red light to indicate that it's time to get the show on the air.
Hello there, it's that time again. This is George Wright, and I'm going to play some music for you. Here's what I've got to say. I'm going to live till I die. Till I die. Well, I guess everyone is. Thank you.
That was the radio show opening theme, followed by I'm Gonna Live Till I Die, and lastly, I'm Just Wild About Animal Crackers. They're just three selected tracks from the 28 that form the new CD, George Wright at Home, comprising of excerpts from a number of his 1974 radio shows for radio station KCBS. Now, regrettably, this is in fact one of those CDs, in fact a number of rare CDs by George Wright, that are not available via the MSS organ web pages. And so, if you'd like the contact details of how to obtain them, then I might suggest that you go to www.geniusofgeorgewright.com. Genius of George Wright, you should type in as one word, and there you'll find all the details of how to obtain this and other recordings of this great artist. Well, while we're in a retrospective broadcast mood, here's one that goes back even further, to 1964 to be precise, when the infamously named Ogre at the Organ of the Odeon, Gerald Shaw, presented this 30-minute transmission in February of that year, but from where else other than the Odeon Cinema in Leicester Square.
This is the no signature tune lark that they've been writing about. I think it was Adrian Bolt's idea. Anyhow, you're meant to know from that just what's happening for the next half hour. Well, do you? Here it is again. There you are. That means A, organ, B, Gerald Shaw playing it, and C, the Odeon, Leicester Square, London. And as the Odeon organ still plays 6 days a week, just as it always has, I'm calling this programme, for obvious reasons, the seat nearest the screen. Right, record breakers. Our all-time one was, only 2 or 3 months ago. So here is From Russia with Love. And we'll follow that with a film a couple of years back. It's not ours, but I suppose we got to give the opposition a break. The Young Ones.
Thank you.
wonder whether Mr. Richard will do what so many of the other film singers have done, go in for straight acting. I mean, like Sinatra and Dean Martin. Greatest example, I suppose, Dick Powell. Tough enough in his last films, but 30 years ago, a crooner of crooners. Same time, of course, as those friendly rivals, Crosby and Hope. Okay, back to 1934 for those three. I only have eyes for you, the funny old hills, and a signature tune or no. Thanks for the memory. Let's see, that's First National, Vitaphone and Paramount taken care of. Radio Pictures had rather a bright couple on their books, too. Does this tune conjure up anyone special? Continental. And of course, for us greybeards, Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. Well, I must admit to having deserted my reserved seat nearest the screen for 6 years, Mr. Hitler being mainly to blame. But two musicals I remember from this period must be in this program. So here are three tunes, the first from Judy Garland's Meet Me in St. Louis, and the other two from the Glenn Miller picture, Sun Valley Serenade, which caught up with us in southeast Italy, late 1943.
Thank you.
Come on, let's get back to the present. Although from Russia, Baroque records here, it has itself already been beaten on release by Norman Wisdom's Stitch in Time. This isn't a musical, but an awful catchy march by Phil Green. And there's a chap who knows his film music onions. See if you like this. You know, they always thought that classical music was box office poison. And yet Disney's Fantasia is still the all-time high for money spinners. The craze, I think, started with a lady called Grace Moore singing opera in a movie called One Night of Love. So just for joss, I'm giving you a two-minute slice of opera in, oh, what shall we call it, an awful lot of pop sandwich. This is how she ended the picture. I can't remember who the tenor was, but Malish, the finale from Act One of Madame Butterfly. You know, occasionally British premieres go out of London. For instance, Tiger Bay, which launched Hayley Mills on her scintillating way, was done in Cardiff, while Come to Mackenzie's Whiskey Galore started its alcoholic career in Glasgow. Quite a party, too. Well, now, Fred Hartley remembers this film in our next piece, and then we'll have a bash at some of the music from the only film to run non-stop for over 4 years at the same London theatre, South Pacific. But first, whiskey galore.
Thank you.
our most important day of the year here at the Odeon is the Royal Film Performance, when about £30,000 is collected for the Film People's Own Charity. This year it's on Monday week, so from my seat nearest the screen, I'm bringing you a preview, or should it be a pre-hear, of the tune, which is bound to be on an awful lot of people's minds very, very soon. The same title as the film. Here is Move Over, Darling. And that about wraps it up. But, oh, well, come on, let's have a signature tune to sign off. This is Gerald Shaw at the organ of the Odeon, Leicester Square, London, West Central 2. All the best, all the time.
Gerald Shaw at the Duchess Compton. And this time, my thanks go to Wayne Iveney of the Theatre Organ Club for a chance to hear that combination of artist and instrument once again. Happy days. For the final number in this month's programme, track from one of my favourite American organists who was just as inventive on pipes as well as electronics. In fact, most of his early organ releases found him seated at electronic organs, which he'd customised in a variety of ways. This track features the late Leroy Lewis with a combination setup of Hammond X66, Hammond Extra Voice, and an unidentified Allen model organ, and his two numbers are Thoroughly Modern Millie and Don't Tell Mama. Thank you. A lively ending there to this month's edition of Organ First Radio. Well, quite a number of years ago, I began to upload some Organ World videos to YouTube. And if you'd like to learn the background and hear more music by Leroy Lewis, then just type in Organ Celebrities Volume 16. Organ Celebrities Volume 16. So, all that remains for me to say is I hope you'll join me for next month for a special Christmas show which takes an alternative look at festive music. From yours truly, Alan Ashton, as ever, goodbye for now.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penalador production presented by Alan Ashton with technical direction by Ian King.